I pick up my phone and check the time. It's been an hour. An hour. And kidnapper dude hasn't come back to set me free. I'm getting a sick feeling in the pit of my stomach that it was a false flash of hope, believing that Priya Patel was the simple answer. There's likely a lot more going on than I thought, including Bud's role in this. Getting up and stretching my legs, I take a deep breath and dial his number. Unlike yesterday, he picks up on the second ring. "Hey, Violet," he says through what sounds like a mouthful of food. "Hi," I reply. "How's it going?" "Well, I'm still locked in a fucking cabin, so not so great, bud. Not so great."
"Yeah, probably a dumb question to ask."
I hear the sound of a beverage being sucked through a straw. That sound when you've reached the end and all that's left is ice. In the background, unintelligible music. Sounds like country. Yuck. "Where are you?" I ask.
"Sitting in my truck, finishing my dinner."
I sit up and rub my temples, ignoring my own grumbling stomach. It's been so hard to eat here.
"What's on the menu?"
"Burger and fries." "Healthy. From where?"
"Robo Burger."
Robo Burger is the first set of chain restaurants staffed by robots. It's the cheapest, most unethical, and probably unhealthiest fast food that exists.
Gross. "I think it's pretty good. Got a double patty with cheese for $5. Can't beat that."
Again, gross. You do know Robo Burger is setting a trend that's going to end up putting a lot of other restaurant workers out of a job. And that they have their own ranches where their beef comes from, that is also staffed with robots, and the company has been slapped with numerous violations on how they treat their cows. It's disgusting.
"I might have heard something about that. So where do you recommend I get my burgers then?"
"Nowhere. I'm vegetarian."
"Well then."
"Yeah, you should try it sometime." I spring up and pace the room, my anger rising. It's not about the burgers, of course. It's about the fact he very well could be the person responsible for me being locked up here. Clean conscience. Highly recommend.
"Does it come with a side of self-righteousness?" he asks.
"Shut up," I tell him, annoyed, stopping to look out of the window again. The sun's out of sight. It always sets on the other side of the house and rises up over the mountains, which means, I guess, that I'm facing east. The blue smile of a crescent moon is faint, a promise that night's coming. You're such an asshole. I can't believe I have to bear another night here.
"Look, I grew up in Texas, all right? Beef was on our table almost every night growing up. I'm not of the belief that cattle have the same thoughts and feelings as we do until they can prove it to me."
Honestly, I'm feeling a touch of hatred for Bud. Possible kidnapper, typical carnivore, beer guzzling, lazy, yokel. Whether or not he's my villain, I'm truly in hell having this person as my only contact. Humans for a long time have decided we know what other creatures feel and don't feel, I say. It's one of the greatest, worst, most self-serving lies in the history of life as we know it.
"Let me ask you a question. You think the cashier at Robo Burger has feelings?" he asks.
"Maybe," I say. I would never pretend to know what's inside the mind of another creature.
"What about drones? They have feelings?"
"This isn't fucking high school debate club, bud. It's my opinion. No matter what I think, I'm still locked up in a cabin out in the middle of nowhere. Why are you torturing me?" The crickets have started chirping outside the window. I close my eyes. It's really true, isn't it? The man probably isn't coming back tonight. Unless he comes super late. But my heart has been doing a slow motion sink over the past hours. I've been naive to assume this is simple and he will play fair. And I might even be talking to him right now, for all I know.